Good evening. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 to 14 says, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." As we can see from this chapter and verse, the righteous are heading to the narrow path that leads to heaven. The book of Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 to 2 says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night." The question is, are we really doing what God asks us to do? Are we meditating on God's word and also bearing fruit? Hear what Jesus says in the book of John 10:14. "I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known by my own." If you are walking the narrow path that leads to eternity, then you are known by Jesus. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19 says, "Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal: the Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity." The book of Proverbs chapter 4, verse 14 says, "Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evil, because broad is the path that leads to destruction," according to Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. "Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." Psalm chapter 1, verse 5 to 6. As Christians, let us remember our identity in Christ. We are not of this world, for the things of this world will perish. If we have anyone who wants to put on Christ in baptism, or you have strayed away from the faith, kindly come forward as we stand and sing together.